week, back on January 29th, so just a week ago tonight, actually. It was Sagan Heart with a win in the Row Activity Center over Johnson Brock. 55-50 was the final there. 55-50 was the final as the Irish pulled off a bit of an upset there, defeating Johnson Brock in that game, leading the way for the Irish. Brendan Lemeron with 22 and full pass of the dozen. And for Johnson Brock, Brody Taylor with 15 and Ethan Burnett with 10 that night for Johnson Brock. So that's how that game turned out just a week ago. We'll see how it goes here tonight. And Johnson, our presenting sponsor for the action tonight, F&M Bank in Falls City, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Falls City. The two teams are out warming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups on KTNC.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgro, Brevant, and Dynagro, because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success is true.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebetha.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups in our game tonight between Johnson Brock and Falls City Sacred Heart. For the visitors tonight, the Irish. For Coach Doug Goltz, his team is 9-7, and they will go with this starting lineup: 5'11" senior Cole Taft, averaging 14.4 points per game. Bo Fletcher, a 6-foot junior. Fletcher averaging 12.9 points per game for the Irish. Brendan Lemeron is a 6-foot senior. He is averaging 13.7 points per game. Aiden Clow is a 6-foot junior, averaging 4.1 points per game. And it'll be Cooper Canavi, a 6'3 senior, averaging 2.8 points and 3.7 rebounds per game for the Irish. That is your starting five for Sagan Heart. Taking a look at the starting lineup tonight for Johnson Brock. For Coach Garrison Dodge, he's slot 17-3 on the year. Aiden Gravatt, 5'9" senior. He is averaging 5.3 points per contest. Deacon Burnett. Burnett is a 6'4" sophomore. He's averaging 5.3 points per game. Brody Taylor is a 6'4" senior. Taylor averaging 17.8 points and 5.8 rebounds per contest. Grady Barron is a 6'2" senior. Grady averages 6.4 points a game. And Robert Gravac, a 6'5" senior, coming into the contest averaging 5.5 points and 4.6 rebounds per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles. So that's a look at the numbers and the starting lineups in this ballgame tonight here at Johnson. The Eagle boys will be the home team. They got the white unis on tonight, the Irish in those black uniforms. And they are getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. Just give you a couple of updates here in this tournament today. The winner here moves on to play Exeter Milligan Prince, a 70-40 winner over Dill O'Dell this afternoon. Top seeder EMF is now ranked number 10 in class C2. They'll play for the championship 5:30 Saturday against the winner of this game, and you'll hear that game here on KPNC. Third place game will feature Dill O'Dell against the loser of this game. You'll also hear that game good for 2:30 Saturday on KPNC. On the girls' side, we've got the championship set. Ball City's taking off the top seed against number 2 seed Johnson Brock. Set for 4 o'clock Saturday here at Johnson. The third place, you hear that on KDNC, EMF, and Lord Central Catholic. The third place game is coming up on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Auburn wins the ECNC today. They won big over Meade. And we're waiting. We don't have a final yet on the Fall City game. They're playing the Exeter. They're playing in the East of Nebraska Conference semifinals in the consolation round. They were trailing at halftime, but we don't have a final score on that game yet for the Tigers. So here we go. The teams are coming out. Johnson Brock being introduced here to the crowd. And then we'll get going with this contest. Again, making a broadcast possible, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska. Say thanks to them and all of our sponsors for making the broadcast possible. Stepping into the center circle, it will be Deacon Burnett for Johnson Brock, Cooper Kanabe for the Irish. The Irish go left to right towards the north bucket. As we look at it, Johnson Brock to the south bucket in the first half tonight. And the tip controlled by the Eagles. They go back towards the Roberts Rabat. They'll give the way to Hayden Rabat. All right, take the ball down low. Taylor passes off, gets it back, steps back, and buries a three to start the ball game. So Taylor with a 3-0 start for his team, just 20 seconds into the game. The Irish have been hot lately from the outside. That's their game. They're not very big, but they shoot it well. All right, bring the ball in the front court with it now. Is Fletcher. He hands the ball off and gets it to Taft. Taft working inside, pulls back out under 10 to go on the shot clock. Now Lemeron will hand it off, 5 on the shot clock. Lemeron, long three, a desperation three, hits everything. So it will be a shot clock violation against the Irish on the first possession of the ball game. Here we go. Eagle basketball against full court pressure here by the Irish. Bring the ball in the backcourt. With it, Deacon Burnett up the floor, now in the corner. Back out top, Hayden Rabat. Skips it across to Taylor on the left elbow. The Irish playing man-to-man defense here. With it, Deacon Burnett to Taylor. Taylor backs up there on Lemeron. Now to the right corner, Hayden Gravac goes around the defender into the paint, and a missed pass to Deacon Burnett. Turnover by Johnson Brock, and a three ball up, in, and out, no good by Taft. And that thing rattled out of there halfway down. Off the right side, Brody Taylor makes a one-handed grab, heads to the bucket, off the glass, no. Kept it alive, the rebound to Deacon Burnett. Out top, three ball up, and down. For Grady Barron, he hits the triple, and it's quickly 6-0. Johnson Brock with the lead. They've got a little revenge on their mind, I'm sure, after that loss last week at Sacred Heart. With an out top, Fletcher for a long three, short off the front edge of the rim. Rebound hits the deck, picked up by Deacon Burnett. Quickly up the floor, trailing back is Taylor. Mishandling, got the control of it. Now cross court, Hayden Gravatt in the corner. Trying to get it inside to Brody Taylor. Triple team. He'll pass it off in the lane. 2-point layup for Grady Barron. And all of a sudden, it is 8-0. Johnson Brock with the lead. And now, Flemmer onto the left side. Gets the ball away to Clough. Clough moving up. Clough down the right side. Flemmer on. Oh, Clough had it. Back and in. The defender not where he thought he was going to be. And it's going to be traveling against the Irish. So a turnover by Sacred Heart. Timeout by the Irish with 5:25 to go in the period. Down 8-0. We're back in 130 seconds. Excuse me, on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back here at Johnson. 8 minutes up for 8-0 to score. Holy cow, John. Keep your head in the game. What's wrong with you? It's Johnson Brock ball. They'll inbound it against full court pressure by Sacred Heart. Bring the ball into Hayden Verbat. He'll take it away now to Deacon Bernat. Deacon to the front court, bounces across court to the sideline in front of the Irish bench to Hayden Gravatt. Back to Bernat. Down inside, tipped away. Good defense there by Lemeron. And the ball finds its way around the zone. Down to Hayden Gravatt, and he'll lay it up and in for a 10-0 Johnson Brock lead at the 5-minute mark. Down to the right side, three ball on the way. No good by the Irish. Clough with the miss, rebound, a takeaway by Cooper Canavi. Turnover by the Eagles, give the Irish the ball. Cole Taft with it. Taft moving, left side, spins into the free throw area. Double team, ball knocked loose, he got it back, he's headed to the hole. Taylor on him, and Taylor rejects his shot in the paint. Coming down the floor the other way, Gritty Barron all the way in. Layup is good, he's got seven, and it is 12-0 to start the game for Johnson Brock. They have got a, here's a long three from Lemeron off the front, no, rebound, tap, back to Lemeron, and he traveled with the basketball, taking the catch. Johnson Brock has turned up the defense here. They've got 12 points, and their defense has been outstanding here so far. Hayden Grant will inbound from the backcourt. Checking in for Johnson Brock, he is Quentin Barron, the 6-foot senior. Gravatt to Barron. High post, Robert Gravatt out to Taylor. Fake the three. Goes around a defender, leaves it in the middle for Deacon Burnett, and he puts it up and in. And it's 14-0 Johnson Brock. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. In the game for the Irish is J.J. Lancaster, a 5'11 freshman. Here's a drive by Fletcher, and it's off his leg, out of bounds. Third Irish turnover. In for Sacred Heart. Let's see, Noah Howard checks in. So Taft will sit out. Get a quick breather. Here come the Eagles to the front court. Brody Taylor with it. To Hayden Gravatt, left side, down in the corner now, in the hands of Oliver Everett, just checked in. Hayden Gravatt with it, over the right side in front of the Irish bench, now to Taylor. They play catch, Robert Gravatt out top, now to Hayden, skipping across, Taylor gets the defender to fall away from it. Shot up, three-pointer, no, Robert Gravatt the rebound. Underneath pass is tipped by the Irish, out of bounds, it's going to be Johnson Brock ball. From the baseline, 14-0, 3:06 to play in the first quarter. Robert Gravatt out, Justin Meyer in the ballgame now for the Eagles here. Back in the game is Taft, sitting down to be Fletcher for the Irish. The inbound is tipped by Lancaster, but it finds its way to Quentin Barron to the Eagles. Quentin passes it off, gets it right back from Justin Meyer. Quentin again into Taylor, double teamed on the baseline, gets it away. Bounce pass to the paint on the edge. Back out top and traveling. Called, but Barron couldn't get rid of it quick enough that time. Got his feet moving. And the Eagles turn it over to the Irish. To the front we go with the basketball. It's going to be in the hands of Lemeron. He'll come cross court with it for Howard. Howard dribbles across, now reverses, hands it off to Taft. Taft down the lane, left side, Lancaster three ball up, no good. Rebound eight for Valley. Irish have not scored, and we've played more than 5 minutes here this first quarter. Off the left side of the corner, Quentin Barron's with it on the baseline. Bounce pass back out top, swing it around the perimeter. Now to Justin Meyer. Meyer will hold and give the ball up again to Quentin Barron. Bounce pass, Hayden Gravatt. Taylor in the left corner. Gives the ball up, 10 on the shot clock. And now Hayden Gravatt, three ball in and out, no good. Rebound, Cooper Ganavi for the Irish. Taft up the floor. Taft to the top of the key, leaves it to Ganavi. He'll get it to Lemeron, and he'll fire a long three, short, no good. All those shots have fallen for 2 weeks for the Irish, all of a sudden are coming up short tonight, and they're down 14-0 with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Eagle basketball, full court pressure by Sacred Heart. Off the left side to Coy Barron, a freshman in the ballgame. He'll get in the middle to Taylor. Cross-court bounce pass and a three-point layup for Quentin Barron. Nice pass underneath there. I think making the pass was Meyer. And now Ganavi in the backcourt. 16-0. The Irish find themselves in a big hole here. There's Taft. Had it knocked away. Stolen. Here come the Eagles. And it is missed on the layup. Rebound is loose. Picked up by Oliver Everett for Johnson Brock. 106 to go in the first quarter. Long three from the top. In and how did it get out? Rebound put back up and in. Two-pointer for Oliver Everett. I have no idea how that three-pointer didn't go in. 18-0, Johnson Brock. Timeout Sacred Heart under a minute to go in the quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here. We are ready to roll once again. Johnson Brock with a huge lead in the first quarter. 18-0 with 58.7 seconds, yes, to go here in this opening period. Sacred Heart basketball. And Lemeron to the front court for the Irish. Off to Cole Taft, the senior, play catch. Now to Howard, off to Lemeron. ISO'd on the right side, down to Taft, guarded by Kaler. Cross court, and in traffic, traveling. A lot of contact. Howard went flying in there. Went in, ran into an Eagle defender. Knocked him off balance. And he's called for traveling, and that's turnover number five by Sacred Heart. Taylor will inbound. He'll get it ahead to Meyer. He'll throw it forward to Barron. Ball stolen away. Lancaster has it for the Irish. Up the floor. Half a minute to go. Lemeron for three, and he got it. And the Irish are on the board with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. 18-3 now for Johnson Brock. With it at the top, Justin Meyer. 13 of the game clock. No shot clock here. Off to Kaler. Way out beyond the three-point line. Six on the clock. Kaler passes off, gets it back. Pulls up for three on the rim. Won't go. Tip-in won't go. And after one complete, it's Johnson Braun, 18. Fall City Sacred Heart, 3. 18-3, the lead to the Eagles. And we're back in 1 minute on PTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Second quarter action underway. It's 18-3. The Johnson Brock Eagles with the lead over Sacred Heart. It's Irish basketball. Taft will hand it off to Fletcher. Back out to Taft. Taft with the dribble, guarded man-to-man. He'll pull up for three. Short, no good. Konami has the rebound, knocked away, taken away by Johnson Brock, by Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, and now up the floor, a three-pointer, left corner, no good by Grady Barrett. Rebound and a putback for Robert Gravatt, and now it's 20-3. An 18-0 start for Johnson Brock. Bounce pass underneath the paint to Lancaster. Back out now, Taft to Lancaster on the left elbow. He dribbles into the paint, dishes it off, Leveron behind Cooper Kanavi. Now he'll fire for three. It's short off to the side. The rebound is grabbed by Grady Barron. Barron will give the ball to Kaler. He'll work it up the floor. Kaler with 3 points. He gets the first bucket of the ball game and hasn't scored since. His teammates are doing plenty of it. Seven Eagles in the scoring column already. Kaler pass tipped by Konami, but it finds its way to a teammate. Now it's Kaler, three ball, left corner, up and good. Brody Kaler with six, and it's 23-3. Johnson Brock, cup big on the right side. Now it'll be Fletcher. He'll bounce the ball to the middle. To Leveron, down the lane he goes, scoops it with the right hand, and rolls all the way around the rim, and will not fall in. The rebound to the Eagles, up the floor comes Hayden Gravatt. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Hayden Gravatt looks, comes near side to Grady Barron. High post at the free throw line. Robert Gravatt over to Taylor, left corner pocket again, three ball again. He's got nine, and it is 26-3. The lead is 23. At the other end now, Taft through traffic, pulls up, won't go. Rebound Kanavi, his outlet, pulled away by Johnson Brock. The Eagles throw it ahead, up the floor to Kaler. He'll give it to Deacon Burnett. He flies in. Contact, no, but a foul on the rebound. Going to be called against. I think that's Robert Gravatt. Let's see, as I said, score table on the other side of the gym. So, they'll post it here in a moment. Maybe there was a foul? Yeah, there was. It was Robert Gravatt. His first, that's the first foul of the game on Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock girls won their semifinal game tonight without shooting a free throw attempt. Out top, three ball up, good on the left side of the circle for Cole Taft. 26-6. Shake their heart. Made the bucket, and here come the Eagles on the run the other way. Leave it in the middle, down the lane. The runner, Robert Gravatt, with the left hand. Won't go off the glass. Rebound to the Irish. Kanavi got it. Knocked away, and a foul on the Eagles. This one's going to go on Deacon Burnett, his first. Team foul number two. Up the floor, here comes Sacred Heart. Didn't post that foul. And now three ball, left side way strong, no good by the Irish, put up there by Hayden Powell, missed everything. And now cross court, Robert Gravatt has it taken away, but the ball was picked. The ball came down, and the players jumped up in the air. The ball hit a foot. Otherwise, a breakaway layup for Fletcher. Now the referee's going to get together and say, what? Johnson Brock ball. Just inside midcourt, front court. 4:29 left in this first half. Hayden Gravatt to inbound. They never did put that other foul up. But there are two this quarter on Johnson Brock. One of them has to be on Deacon Burnett. The other one was on Robert Gravatt. So, we are having a conversation. Well, the team fouls are right. So, bring it in. Johnson Brock backcourt with the basketball. Burnett to Gravatt. And now to Grady Behrens. Behrens holding out Hayden Gravatt down the lane in traffic. Throws it up. No. And the rebound brought down by Taft. Taft on the way the other way, pulls up for three, no, rebound, Deacon Burnett to Hayden Gravatt at the 4-minute mark in the first half. 26-6, Johnson Brock up big. Deacon Burnett makes the pass, turns, hits the late footer on the right side wing. He's got two hoops, 28-6. Come the other way now. Brock on the defense. The Irish with it to Clown. He'll get it off to Fletcher. Man-to-man defense. Now they switch it off. They get across the lane. And a layup. Scoop. No. Rebound to the Eagles and out to Kaler. Kaler coming up the floor. Off the rebound by Burnett. Now back to Kaler. He passes off. Gets it back. Drives to the hole. In traffic. Up and in. He is too big for the Irish to handle in there. He can jump. He's 6'4". The Irish don't have anybody near that size, it can stay with him. 30-6, the lead to Johnson Brock. 24-point advantage. Now with it, Taft out on the left side, in the middle. Clown, free throw line jumper, won't go. Rebound to Robert Gravatt. Gives the ball to Hayden Gravatt to the front court with 2:48 to play in the second quarter. Out to Hayden Gravatt. The ball to the right side. Now off the left side they go to Grady Behrens. To Burnett. They'll go cross court to Hayden Gravatt. Back out. Now Taylor. Left side. He's going to drive the lane. And he tried to get free. Got the shot off. No good. Offensive rebound by Burnett. He got poked in the eye. Then is able to push it back out to Taylor. Burnett trying to get his vision back in that one eye. Taylor shoots for three. No. Rebound brought down by Taft for the Irish. He'll get it away to Clow. Clow guarded by Burnett. 2 minutes to go, first half. 30-6. The Irish trail. Johnson Brock. We get a foul away from the ball. Third team foul on Johnson Brock this quarter. Foul on Grady Behrens, his first. A lot of changes here now. Let's see. Johnson Brock into the game. Quentin Behrens again. Also in is Coy Behrens. Now here's Taft with a drive to the hoop from the right side. Up and good. Taft makes it 30-8. Johnson Brock with the lead. Taylor stays in. Here comes Behrens. Now to Taylor. A head up the floor on the right side to Oliver Everett back in there. Everett will get to the paint, elevate, and hit it. He's got two hoops, 32-8. 90 seconds to go in the half. Lemeron out top, dribbles around the back, all the way with a scoop. No, rebound to Kaler. Brody Kaler on the move the other way, being chased by Lemeron, throws it ahead to Coy Behrens, a freshman. He goes into the paint and will be fouled on the shot. Free throws coming for the freshman. The foul going to be called on Taft. see if that's right. I think that's what he signaled. Yep. Full tap is his foul. His first foul. That's the first foul called on the Irish in this game. Free throw up and no good for Troy Barron. That is the first free throw attempt of this game for either team. 32-8. Cole Taft will sit down. Troy Barron's ready. Spires off the back, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound with the elbow for Grady Barron. His second. No, they call on 25. They call on Oliver Everett, his first. Team foul number four. Minute five to go. First half. Lemeron with it, trying to get the Irish in double figures. Fletcher for three. Off the right side, no good. Taylor with the rebound. Got tangled up with Cooper Canavi. And Cooper is going to get whistled for his first foul of the game. Second foul on the Irish this game. Oh, Taylor. Ball got wet down there again like it did earlier in that girls' game. Get the towel, wipe it off. Now we're ready to go. Taylor to trigger. He'll bring the ball in for Justin Meyer. Meyer up the floor on the right side to a double-team trap. Throws over the top of it to Everett. Everett passed it off to the corner. Headed to the paint. And Clint Barron tried to dish it back to him. A nice little play. But it's out of bounds and will belong to Sacred Heart. 48 seconds to go in the period. Off the floor, Lenron around the back one way, around the back the other way. Three ball short, and the rebound is out of bounds. Nobody can get to it, and it will belong to Johnson Brock. Cole Taft back in. Lenron will sit down for the Irish with 35.8 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Taylor will inbound. He'll get it right back. He'll throw it to Barron. Ahead, up the floor. Leave it back now for Justin Meyer. Three ball. Why not on the left side? 35-8. Johnson Brock with the lead. To the front. Taft going to play for one here. Down by, what, 27? That's what they're doing. He stands out here midcourt. Eight on the clock. Seven. Moves around a defender. Stripped away. Knocked away. Everett with it all the way in. Defender goes by. Shot up. Shot is good. I think he got it off in time. Looking at the scoreboard. Yep, they gave it to him. Oliver Everett ends up with a loose ball. And at halftime, our score, Johnson Brock, 37. Ball City Sacred Heart, 8. 37-8, our halftime score. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back on KTNC with a look at the first half numbers.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Experience
local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DVS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 37-8 is our halftime score here. Pat Johnson Brock in the boys' semifinal round game between the Irish and the Eagles. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home. They're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, Johnson Brock got off to an 18-0 start in the first quarter before the Irish hit a three-pointer with just seconds to go in the first quarter, 18-3 after one. Johnson Brock outscored the Irish 19-5 in the second quarter, make the halftime lead 37-8. Cole Taft has five, Brent Lemmer on three for the Irish. They have not shot a free throw. For Johnson Brock, they're led by Brody Kaler. The senior has 11. Six in the game for Oliver Everett. Then they've really spread it out. Justin Meyer with three. Hayden Gravatt, two. Deacon Burnett, four. Two for Quentin Barron. Seven for Grady Barron. Six again for Oliver Everett. And two for Robert Gravatt. Johnson Brock, 0 for 2 at the free throw line in this game. The winner here will move on to play Exeter Milligan Friend in the championship on Saturday, late afternoon here. That game is scheduled, I believe, here for 5:30. The team that comes up on the short end here will play for third on Saturday. That game would be at 2:30 against Diller Odell. We'll have both those games for you here on KTNC. And the girls' championship will pit Johnson Brock against Fall City at Sacred Heart. And that game is scheduled for a championship contest at 4 o'clock on Saturday. You'll hear that as well here on KTMC. Our halftime report brought to you by our friends at Highland Community College. They bring you the halftime reports. Highland Community College are close to home. They're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Other games going on in the ECNC today on Sunday 101.3. You heard earlier, Auburn whipped Meade 73-29 to advance to the championship game on Saturday. But the boys' action, and in the second half, we're doubleheader on Sunday 101.3. At halftime, Freeman Falcons lead Johnson County Central 33-28. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here from the weather, and our sponsor will be back with the second half on PTSC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during Free Tri Week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamugi Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole. Clear skies expected for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 35. We'll see northwest winds gusting at times near 25 miles per hour. Northwest winds gust up to around 30 miles per hour for the day on Friday. Mostly sunny and cooler with a high around 48. A few clouds rolling through to Friday night. As temperatures dip back to around 21, we'll see lighter winds from the northeast up to around 10 miles per hour. Southeast winds become breezy again for the day on Saturday, with gusts up to around 20 miles per hour, mostly sunny skies, and high in the mid-40s. We bottom out around 32 as we look ahead towards Saturday night, with some passing clouds. Lots of sunshine and warming back up on Sunday, with a high around 57. 33 our forecast low heading towards Sunday night, and mostly clear. A very mild day on Monday, a high around 67 with lots of sunshine. Monday night will bring mostly clear skies as temperatures bottom out around 42. Isolated rain showers come in by Tuesday afternoon, partly sunny with a high around 60 and breezy. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back to live action. Third quarter, Johnson Brock up 37-8 with the basketball. Leading St. Hardness Pioneer Conference semifinal round game. With the ball on the outside, Grady Barron, he'll get the ball up and a runner through. Pass from Deacon Burnett, stolen away by the Irish. J.J. Lancaster takes it down for the Irish. They get the lever on. He's in there with Fletcher, Kanabi, and Tab. Lancaster with it against the man-to-man defense. Drives into the baseline. On, he stepped on the end line. Couldn't stop his momentum, and he's out of bounds, and it goes to the Eagles. The Irish showing some pressure here, but Leonard says, no, back up, boys. So let me try to get a steal. We'll see. They throw it over the top. Kaler up the floor to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt looks into the middle. Robert Gravatt doubles the team. He gets it away to Hayden. Back in the middle to Burnett. And now he'll hand it off and a layup for Robert Gravatt. And it is now 37-8, Johnson Brock. Lemeron to the front court for the Irish. Off the right side to Fletcher. back to the middle, out between the circles to Cooper Kanavi. Lancaster on the left side into the free throw area. Jump and came down. Didn't get stopped. Traveling and off the bench for the Irish. Here comes Noah Howard in for Lancaster. Doug Gold looking for some answer. Now he'll move the players around. He's going to talk to J.J. Lancaster. Teaching moments here for Coach Gold. I mean, you don't win 8,000 games like he has in his career. Not have a night like this occasionally, I guess. We've got a foul. The ball comes up the floor here. It's going to be on the Eagles. And the foul on Hayden Gravatt, his first. So the Irish with the ball in the front court. Lemeron off the right side. And it's Fletcher for three from the wing. And it's up and it's good. His first point of the game makes it 39-11. Here's a drive and a shot. No. Put it up there, Deacon Burnett, and we'll come the other way. Now the Irish off the left side, making the right side. Taft with it, starts to dribble into the paint. Dishes back now to Lemeron on the right side. He'll move across the floor to the middle, leaves off to Taft. ISO'd on the left, right side. He drives in, lost his balance. He got pushed. Kanavi will fire from 15. No good, and the rebound out of bounds. Half will touch at last for the Irish. That's the Kanavi is out. In for the Irish comes Kyler Sipple, 5'11 senior. Now here come the Eagles up the floor. A little 1-2-2 zone by the Irish. And up the floor, they try to set the trap at midcourt. And they had it set for a moment right at the midcourt line, but then they got a push. And Lemeron will be calling for his first foul of the ball game. First foul of the half now on the Irish here. Inbound into the backcourt will be Brody Kaler. He'll pass to Hayden Gravatt. He'll go left side with it to Grady Barron. Back to Gravatt. Hayden to Barron's three ball, left wing, too strong. Rebound brought down by Taft. He'll get it away to Lemeron. Quickly up the floor to Fletcher. Three ball, right side, too strong. And the rebound to Robert Gravatt. Gravatt outlet to Hayden Gravatt. Ahead up the floor now to Deacon Burnett. Kaler for three in the right side. And he switches it home. Three-pointer for Brody Kaler. He's got 14 in the game now. That's 42-11. Lead is 31. Here's a steal. And Robert Gravatt runs out right side, left hand. Layup is good. And Doug Gould wants another. No, he did not. I heard a whiff. I called timeout. So the Irish to the front court. Sorry about that. 44-11 now. Back in with the ball. Kyler Sipple. Out it goes to Taft. Down the lane to the left hand. Off the rim. Won't go. Robert Gravatt pulls down the rebound. Waits for help. Let's the Irish clear out, and here comes Johnson Braun. Up the floor on the right side, Hayden Gravatt with it, skips it over on the left side, and away from the ball, offensive foul on Robert Gravatt. I didn't see it, it was away from the ball, but it's his second foul and the second team foul on Johnson Braun. Brody Kaler talking to an official as he walks up the floor. I think there's a lot of things going on maybe at times of this game we're not seeing. The Irish a little frustrated. Johnson Brock not happy they got beat last week by the Irish. And down the floor, pass out from the Irish, from Howard, out of bounds on the Irish bench. So Johnson Brock gets it back halfway through the third quarter here. Kaler to the front court with the pass to Grady Barron. Back to Kaler. Robert Gravatt to Kaler. Driving to the paint. Dishes out to Hayden Gravatt. Right side. He'll dribble up. Float it. No. Rebound. Robert Gravatt. Left hand. Put back. Left side. Good. He's got eight and it's 46-11. Johnson Braun. 3:38 left in the quarter. Taft with it. He'll come cross court. Lemeron. That was Howard with it. Now he'll give the ball to Sipple. And off to Fletcher. Fletcher to Lemeron for three from the left side. No. foul on the rebound. Third and out, this is going to be on Johnson Brock, and I think the guilty party, yep, is going to be Grady Behrens. His second, team foul number three of the quarter on Johnson Brock. We got a timeout with 3:21 to go in the third. It's a 35-point lead for Johnson Brock, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the NFC Sports app.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Eagles Nest in Johnson, the home of the Johnson Brock Eagles. It's Sacred Heart Basketball. Triggered in will be Brendan Lemeron. Bounce pass into Taft in the right corner. He goes around a defender, scoops it up. No, we get a push foul. On the way to the hole, the foul will go on Justin Meyer, his first. Fourth team foul. Sacred Heart has not attempted a free throw yet in this game. Johnson Brock has only attempted two. Bring the ball in. Taft. Now we're going to shoot free throws. Taft elevated in the paint. Got fouled and foul again on Justin Meyer. He picks up two in a row. That was in the act of shooting. It was five team fouls anyway. Taft has 5 points for the Irish. Free throw up, short, no good. He'll get another one. Lancaster back in for the Irish here. Ready. Free throw up and good for Taft. 46-12. To the front. Long pass ahead, caught by Quentin Behrens. He'll take it inside, driving in, just in the game, Oliver Everett, and he's going to be fouled by Taft. On contact, Taft didn't really get to catch him, and he did. Cole Taft called for his second foul, team foul number two of the quarter. Shooting foul will put Oliver Everett at the line to shoot a pair. Free throw up and good. He's got 7 points in the game, 47-12. Second free throw coming for Oliver Everett, 6 foot sophomore. Sets, fires, and hit a boat. 48-12 the score. To the front, tap. Started by Kaler. Off he goes, back it in there, and knocked away from Sipple. And up the board. Gosh, slipping, almost falling down there was Everett. That floor is wet. He just slid. He went almost all completely out from under him. Great job to keep control of the ball. Kate Gravatt on the right side of the floor. And now a pass inside. Again to the middle. And it is Oliver Everett is going right back to the free throw line again. As he'll be fouled on the shot attempt again by Cole Tapp, who has his third foul. Foul number three, and the free throw is up. And the free throw makes it. It didn't make it. Second one coming. Excuse me. Got it. So it's now 49-12 as he made one out of two. 2.5 to play. Taft down the lane. It's up. It's no good. Partially blocked away. Aiden Gravatt with it ahead to Kaler. Kaler picking his way through the defense to Hayden Gravatt, and the ball ends up with the player out of bounds. Irish basketball, 2:20 to go here in the third. Here come the Irish up the floor. Lemeron fakes right, goes left, dishes off to Lancaster. Posting up is Kanavi. It's knocked away from him. He dives on the floor for it, gets to Lancaster. freshman Wood that works the right side, picked up his dribble, off Lemeron, three ball, up and good on the right elbow. Brendan Lemeron with his second triple tonight makes it 49-15. Johnson Brock with the lead. And 49 to go to the front. Changing her back. Picked up his dribble. He needs help. Somebody's going to come out and take the pass. They do. Taylor to Hayden Gravatt. He's going down the right side of the lane with a finger roll. Good. Hayden Gravatt with his second hoop of the night makes our score 51-15. Johnson Brock with a big lead here. They led 18-0 to start the ball game. Hand the ball off to Brendan Lemeron. Moving it over to the far right side and a three-point bucket. We got a whistle. We got a foul before the shot. It's going to be on Oliver Everett, his second. And we're going to have two free throws for Cole Tapp. So the three-point bucket he made, he's going to have to shoot two free throws. Doug Gold calls three of his players over to talk to him here during the free throws. Half ready. Flies a person up there and hits it. He's got two out of three at the line. 51-16 now. Minute 17 to go. Second one up and good. Got them both. So 51-17. Bring it in the backcourt to Coy Barron back in. He'll throw it over the top. Now Taylor up ahead to Oliver Everett. He'll lead the ball back now to Coy Barron, the freshman. Off to Brody Kaler. In the middle to Barron. Back to Kaler. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Moving the ball up the floor. Barron at the point. Goes to Kaler. Kaler with seven on the shot clock. Inside the ball goes to Everett. Ball turn around, fall away up. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Everett. He got it back. Off to Kaler. Right side. Three ball. Up off the rim. No. Rebound to the Irish. And a foul on Johnson Brock. And again, it's on Justin Meyer. That's his third. So we're going to walk the other end and shoot another couple of free throws here. With 34 and a half seconds to go. And at the line will be Brendan Lemeron. Lemeron, a couple of trays in the ball game. 51-17, 34 and a half seconds to go in this third quarter. It's on the way up, and it rolls off of there. It won't go. Nutrient Ag Solutions of Johnson bringing you the action tonight here on PTNC. All right, second free throw up, and got it. One out of two makes it 51-18, Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock started off on an 18-0 run to start the ball game. Here's a lob underneath to Everett. He lets the defender fly by, and he'll lay it off the glass. Even devil figures with 11. 53-18. 17 seconds to go and count down here in the third quarter. Tap off the Lemeron. Eight on the clock. Now it's Taft. Defender falls down. He'll give the ball to Fletcher. Back to Taft. A long three off the rim. No. And that ends our third quarter. Johnson Brock, 53. Sacred Heart, 18. We will return after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. That's all that's left in this one. Johnson Brock with a commanding 53-18 lead over Fall City's Sacred Heart. The Irish girls will play Johnson Brock in the girls' championship Saturday afternoon. It looks like Johnson Brock will take on Exeter Milligan Friend in the championship late Saturday afternoon. Sacred Heart will be playing against Dillardell for third unless they make a miraculous comeback here. J.J. Lancaster in, pass out, knocked away, stolen by Brody Kaler. He drives up, and an offensive foul on Brody Kaler. Kind of pushed with a forearm. The defender was moving, but he got a little forearm shiver in there. Not great, nothing malicious, just enough to get the foul. His first team foul of the quarter. And what do we got now? What am I missing here? We also have a technical foul. Hayden Gravatt got whistled for a foul. I think that must have been a technical. So it'll be tapped at the free throw line. Cole hits the first one. He'll have another one here. And the second one is good. He had it all by himself. He makes two. Now it's 53-20. All right. Irish ball at midcourt. Crank up the defense, it looks like. And here's a steal by Deacon Burnett. Spinning in, kicks it back out. Driving into the paint. Dish it out to the right side to Justin Meyer. Now to Kaler. Deacon Burnett with it. Back to Kaler. Standing near the sideline, looking it over, scoping it out, starts to move right, goes left. Lob to the high post. Burnett cut to the hole and a pass. A dish off to Meyer. Back out to Kaler for three. Won't go. And the rebound brought down by Sacred Heart. And here comes the front court with the ball. Noah Howard. Off the tap, down the lane to Kanabe. Cooper holds, looks, gets it away to Lenron. 1 minute gone by here in this fourth period. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Johnson making a broadcast possible tonight. Fletcher starts to move and a foul on the Eagles. Is that Meyer? It is. Justin Meyer picked up four fouls here in this second half really quickly. So the Irish inbound, Lenron will trigger from the baseline into Taft, makes a tough catch in a crowd. Now he'll dribble it up between the legs, cut to the paint, down the lane, left hand layup is good. That's 12 points for Cole Taft, 53-22. 7 for Lenron and 3 for Bo Fletcher. Kaler in traffic and a reach in foul. Nope, timeout. Ball by Johnson Brock with 6:27 to go in the game. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School, site of the finals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament this year. Girls and boys, third place games and the championship games coming up Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock. We'll have the girls, the boys third place, the girls championship and the boys championship for you. Starting around 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Inbound the ball to Deacon Burnett. Off the right side with the ball now, Grady Behrens. They'll give it up to Robert Gravatt. Taylor moves into the post. Now he's got three black jerseys around him. Kicking out to the left side. Three ball up. No good by Clinton Behrens. Offensive rebound to the Eagles. Three-pointer no good by Grady Behrens. And a follow-up good by Deacon Burnett. He's got six, and it's 55-22. To the front we go now with it. Fletcher looks out to the top in the middle. Center court, Lemeron moving up the floor. Holds on to it, needs help, gets it away to Fletcher. Free ball, no, and the rebound controlled by Johnson Brockton. Stolen away by Howard. Reverse layup, won't go, but a whistle and a foul on Deacon Burnett trying to block the shot. 14 fouls on the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line, Noah Howard shooting a pair. He'll get set. It's on the way up, and it's good. He'll get another one here. 55-23. 5:35 left. Second one on the way up, and in and out, no good. Rebound, Robert Grabat. Ball gets the silver and rattles its way out of there. To the front, Burnett to the baseline, and he's going to be fouled as he makes a move to the hole. Trying to get around a defender. That foul on the Irish is going to be on the Taft. It is. Cole Taft picks up his fourth. Like I said, we're opposite the scorer's table here, opposite side. First team foul of the quarter on the Irish, bringing it into Burnett. He gets tangled up with Kaler. Ball loose, picked up by Kaler to Burnett. He'll leave it back to Robert Grabat. Now over the right side, mishandled. Controlled by Grady Behrens. And now to Kaler. Kaler moving up the floor to the right baseline. Elevates his pass. Tipped away. Cooper Ganavi coming down with it. He's going to be fouled. So we'll walk down and shoot some more free throws for the Irish. They hadn't attempted one through the first half. 4 out of 6 in the third quarter. This foul will go on Deacon Burnett. His second. And Cooper Canavi will go to the line for the Irish. Cooper looking for his first scores of the night. Senior sets himself. It's up. It's good. It's no good. I'm used to saying it's good. That's his first miss of the season at the free throw line. He was 6-for-6 coming into the night's game. He'll have another one here. It's on the way up and off the mark. No. Rebound tipped and controlled by Quinton Behrens at the 5-minute mark. Off the right side, pass in, and the Eagles throw it back away. Quinton Behrens trying to get it back out to Deacon Burnett, and it's out of bounds. On the side, Irish basketball. Taft will push it in to Lemeron. Lemeron with it right side off the tap. Cole makes a move to the hole down the lane. Or that was Fletcher now to Taft on the left side. Irish players, they look an awful lot alike. You can't see the numbers. Driving in Taft, left hand in the lane, no. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. They'll head up the floor now. Taylor takes it from Behrens. Taylor drives the baseline, dishes it out. Deacon Burnett makes a move. Into the paint he goes, spins, shoots, follow-up jumper, good. Deacon Burnett with 8 in the game, and it's 57-23. So we come up, and a foul reach in on Brody Kaler as the Irish try to get around him out top. 5 team foul, that's more than that, actually. Kaler gets the foul and the free throw line once again. Noah Howard. Noah's 1-for-2 at the line. It's on the way up and good. Now he's 2 out of 3 at the 4:04 mark of the game. 57-24. Johnson Brock leading, and that one rolls around. Won't go. Kaler add to his rebounding numbers, and he'll bring it up himself for Johnson Brock. Off to Deacon Burnett, back to Kaler, moving right, throws underneath, and pass was intercepted by his teammate. Robert Grabat ended up with the basketball. I think it was intended for Burnett, but Grabat caught it, missed the shot, the ball out of bounds on the rebound will belong to the Eagles underneath their own basket on the left side of the floor. They'll trigger in out top, going up high to make the catch. Quentin Behrens skipping across the right side of the floor to Kaler. A little surprised Kaler's still in the ballgame at this point with a 33-point lead. There's a drive and a whistle and a foul on the Irish. Who do they get this time? Is it Fletcher? Yes, it is. Bo Fletcher with his first. Second foul of the quarter. Third foul on the Irish. Excuse me. At the line, Grady Behrens, free throw won't go. He's got 7 points in the game. 2nd free throw coming. Up and no. Rebound, tipped away by Howard. It goes to Johnson Brock. He tipped it away from his teammate. Deacon Burnett, the rebound, no. Follow tip, no. Rebound brought down by Taft. He's trapped between three defenders at the baseline. Reach in by Kaler. And a held ball will stay on the Johnson Brock end. 3:20 to go in this one. Frustrating night all the way around for the Irish. Lob it in. Deacon Burnett made the catch, then lost it. He comes down. Held ball will stay with. No, I didn't change the arrow. It's going to go to the Irish. I forgot to change the arrow after the last one. So we will bring the ball in to the Irish. And here comes Lemeron up the floor to 3:10 mark. Brendan fakes, he'll drive, he'll shoot on the right side, up and good. He's got 9, it's 57-26. To the front, Brody Kaler. Through traffic, all the way to the hole, right hand up, no, but a whistle and a foul, and he's going back to the free throw line. All of a sudden, this game slowed to a snail's pace with all the free throws we're going to be shooting here. Foul on the Irish. Kyler Sipple checked in. His first. Team foul number four. No, three. It was right earlier. All right, no free throws. So now it's going to be Kaler off to Burnett. Deacon plays catch with Kaler. Brody moving up the left side. Pull up jumper. In and out. Won't go. Rebound tip for Bat. Gets it, see that high by Quentin Behrens. In the middle, Burnett looking, kicks it out to the right corner. Nothing doing there. They try to go into Deacon Burnett. It's a bounce pass off his hand, and it will go to Sacred Heart. Coming to the front court with it will be Brendan Lemeron for the Irish. Moves up the floor on the right side. Dribbles to a double team and away from the ball. A push foul will be called on Robert Gravatt as he knocks Cole Taft to the floor. Gravatt called for his third. And Cole Taft will go back to the free throw line. He's got 12 points in the game. Now we got a little custodial work to do again where Taft went down. He's got 12 points. He's got almost half the Irish total here. He's got one more coming. Gets set and rattles it home. That's 13 for Taft. Gravatt checks out of the game. 57-27. Four substitutions for Johnson Brock now. Free throw up. Good. Now hit them both. 57-28. So now back in there, Coy Behrens at the point. Also back in is Oliver Everett, who has 11 points in the game for the Eagles. Behrens keeps dribbling. Dishes the ball off now to Gage Rasmussen, who checked in, 5'11 senior. Inside shot is blocked, put up there by Quentin Behrens. And the Irish come out with the ball. Fletcher ahead to J.J. Lancaster. And he tried the long bounce pass up the floor. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Eagles now with a minute 49 to go. Ball comes in for Coy Behrens, a freshman, and he throws it, a bounce pass right at the feet of his teammate over there, and it slips right between his feet, out of bounds. Irish ball at midcourt. Taft will inbound, substitution in for the Eagles, checking in is a number we do not have. Let's see. For Johnson Brock, checking in here, we'll catch him in a minute. Landon Ideas, shot up by Fletcher, won't go. Landon Ideas into the ball game. Pass underneath, and Oliver Everett. I'll tell you what, Oliver Everett, he just finds himself wide open and doing a good job. Here's a three ball at the other end, in, out, no good. And a follow-up shot, no good, and a whistle and a foul. Ideas is a 6'3" freshman. Foul will be on Oliver Everett. Free throw by Howard is good. Well, he's created a pattern for himself here. He's made the first one and missed the second each time until now, and he makes them both. 59-30 as Howard hits both free throws, give him 5 points in the ball game. 4 points, excuse me. 1 minute to go in this one, 59-30. The Johnson Brock Eagles dominating the Irish tonight after an 18-0 run to start the ball game. Down the lane with the scoop. It's up, it's good for Justin Meyer. He's got five, and it's now 61-30. To the front. Fletcher gives it off. Taft down the lane, goes in, lost the handle on the ball, but it goes off the Eagles out of bounds with 38 seconds to go in this contest. And the Irish making changes now for Doug Goltz. Owen Sando checks into the ballgame, a 5'10 freshman. Cash Witt, a 5'11 freshman, is in the ballgame. Johnson Brock has Gage Rasmussen in. Also in there. Sando will lob it in. Ball knocked loose. Picked up. Hayden Clown had it. Gets the ball away now to Reed Kirkendall, who checks in, a 6'3 freshman. Now with the ball, shooting the three up and in. Three-pointer for Sacred Heart by Clough. He started the game. 61-33 the score. 14 seconds to go, and I think the Eagles content just to dribble it out here. And the final score is going to be Johnson Brock 61, Sacred Heart 33. The Eagles advance to the championship Saturday late afternoon into the evening with a 61-33 win. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Johnson, let's wrap up this basketball game tonight here on KTNC. The third of our broadcast today ends up with a 61-33 win for the Johnson Brock Eagles over Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock improving on the season now to 17, making 18-3 for Coach Garrison Dodge. The Irish dropped to 9-8 with the loss tonight, 61-33. Scoring for the Irish, they're led by Cole Taft. He had 14 in the ballgame tonight. Brandon Lemeron had 9, 3 for Bo Fletcher, 3 for Hayden Clow, and 4 for Noah Howard for the Irish tonight. In the contest for Johnson Brock, they're led by Brody Kaler. He had 14 in the ballgame tonight. Oliver Everett had 13 off the Eagles bench tonight. Justin Meyer had 5, Hayden Grant 4, 8 for Deacon Burnett, 2 for Quentin Behrens, 7 for Grady Behrens, and 8 more for Robert Gravatt. They went 3 for 8 at the line. The Irish went 12 of 18 at the free throw line, all in the second half of tonight's contest. And our other games tonight that you heard beginning this afternoon, we had a win for the Sacred Heart Girls. They beat the Exeter Milligan Friend of Bobcats 54-50 in a tight ball game. 54-50, the Irish improved to 14-6. Avery Sandel led the way for the Irish today with 20 points. That included 6 three-point buckets, 11 for Bailey Lemeron, and 10 more for Daisy Witt today for the Irish. 17 for Tori Bresson to lead Johnson, or to lead, excuse me, EMF in that game. And the other girls' game, Johnson Brock stayed perfect at home. They improved to 15-6 with a 42-29 win over Lord Central Catholic, led by Casey Knippelmeyer. Johnson Brock, she had 21 tonight, and 11 for Lily Madison for Lord Central Catholic. So that sets up our Saturday broadcast schedule here on KTNC. We will begin with the game schedule. The first one will be the boys' third-place game at 2:30, Fall City Sacred Heart against Diller Odell. Our second broadcast of the day will be at 4 o'clock in the girls' championship. Johnson Brock taking on Sacred Heart in the top two seeds advance into the finals. And our final broadcast Saturday evening about 5:30 or so, Exeter Milligan Friend, the top seed, taking on number two seed at Johnson Brock here at the Eagles Nest. So that is where we are at with this action at the Pioneer Conference on this Thursday evening. Final again here in this boys' game tonight, 61-33, the win for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Well, that's going to wrap it up tonight. We'll be back with for more basketball action coming up on Saturday here from the Pioneer Conference Tournament. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.